This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I'll be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm excited about this time together. We started a series on last week, Pastor and I, so I'm solo today, but that's okay because he's going to be right back up here next week. But today I'm going to continue on in that series we started last week called Fixer Upper. Fixer Upper, building strong relationships. And we shared how sometimes, like our natural houses need renovations, a lot of times our relationships also need renovations. Amen. We talked about how just like our natural houses needed strong foundations, the foundations of our relationships must also be strong. And that foundation must be God's love, amen, and how we are to let God's love rule our relationships and offer grace also within our relationships, amen. We also shared how we are to start a renovation process with the man or the woman in the mirror. I mean, not about talking about what's wrong with our spouse or what's wrong with our friend or what's wrong with our coworker, but no, what can I do to be the best me that I can be? Amen. Looking at myself and making sure that I'm the best that I can be. And then we also remind you that you cannot change other people, right? You can't change people, but you can change yourself. And our last point we shared on last Sunday is that we are to focus on the needs of others and not ourselves, because selfishness will ruin our relationship. You cannot be so self-consumed about always having your way where you're not being considerate of other people that you are in a relationship with. Again, that could be marriage, friendship, co-workers, business partners. You cannot be selfish and always out to make sure that you're good and nobody else is good. Amen? Our foundational scripture for the series is Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 through 4. We'll read that, then we'll move on. Verse 3 says, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." So again, we must realize that we are always ever growing, or we should always want to be ever growing, because we don't know it all. There's always room for us to learn more, to grow more, and just again, to become the best us that we can be. We'll never be perfect, amen. That's just not possible here on earth. But we could always try to be better than I was yesterday. You know, yesterday I may have cussed you out, but today I'm just going to fuss you out. But there's growth, right? Yesterday I may have stabbed you, now I might just kind of like fight you. But there's growth, right? We want growth. But I'm praying you don't get to none of that. Now I'm praying you just walk away and let the Lord fight for you, right? Amen. Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, right? Because we do not have a prison ministry. I will come and say, hey, but I ain't going to be coming to put money on your books every month. Because you put yourself there, right? Okay, I'm playing. Okay, I said I was going to be good today. All right, so the tools we're sharing in this series can be used across all different types of relationships, right? But of course, the tools may work for one relationship, may not be the tool you need for the other relationship. So in other words, you know, I'm not a big construction person, but I'm the person that when Pastor's trying to do something, I hand him tools. So if he tells me he needs a screwdriver, a hammer is not going to work. Right, imagine trying to bam in a screw when you need an actual screwdriver. Or, you know, if you need like a chainsaw, a little, you know, scissor is not going to work, right? So you got to use the right tool for each relationship, okay? So there are some tools that will work in my marriage that I cannot apply to my relationship with my children. You know, I cannot go and tell Pastor, okay, you got to be to bed by 9. And if you ain't in bed by 9, you got to deal with me. That won't work, right? Even though he would probably go to bed by 9 because he liked to go to bed early. But, you know, that's just not going to work. So you cannot always think that because something works with one relationship, it's going to work in every relationship. Amen. You got to make sure that you, even with kids, you know, how you raise one child may not work how you raise a different child. My children are total opposites. Jay, it required a lot of tough love. Hannah, I could just look at her and she just going to melt and just melt away. But Jay, there was a lot of repetition with him, okay? A lot of reminding him of what he was supposed to do, and it always didn't work, but it's okay. But he made it, thank the Lord. So when a relationship is functioning God's way, it is three things. It is fruitful, it is fulfilling, and it is flourishing. So when you're in a relationship that is functioning God's way, you should see some fruit. Again, you should see that growth. You should see, you know what, I am doing better. I am, you know, becoming a better me. It should be fulfilling because I'm not always trying to go and find fulfillment in things or pleasure in people. But when you're in a relationship with God's way, it should be fulfilling and mutual, recipient mutually, amen? it should also be flourishing. So today we're going to look at a familiar scripture that I want to pull out three things that I saw that are necessary for healthy and strong relationships. All right, let's look at Luke chapter 5. We're going to read verses 4 through 7. I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. So hopefully you'll kind of see where I'm going with this a little bit differently, different take on the scripture, but I believe it's going to definitely bless you on this morning. All right, chapter 5, verse 4 says, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let the nets down again. And this time their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. So a backdrop, verses 1 through 3 talks about how Jesus was at the Sea of Galilee, and he was teaching to the people, and the crowd became so thick. He was like, wait, everybody can't see me. I need to go out to the water so I can start teaching from there so that way everybody can see me. So he asked Peter for his boat. So basically when Peter took Jesus out on his boat, Jesus was then able to speak to the large crowd. So here in verse 4, what I begin to see, this isn't one of my points, but I was thinking about it this morning, Jesus basically told Peter in verse 4, go out where it is deeper as a way of saying thank you for letting me use your boat. And I was thinking about that even in relationships, you know, if you ask somebody to do something for you, you should offer something and just to say thank you. You know, if you ask somebody to take you to work, you should at least try to offer them gas money. They probably will not take it, but give them the opportunity to decline, you know. Don't just, like, not offer because, well, they ain't going to take it no way. Well, let them decline the gift. But, again, it's a matter of you showing gratitude for you allowing for me, yeah, for you doing that for me. So here Jesus was basically telling Peter, in regards to you letting me use your boat, this is my way of blessing you. He says, go out into the deep where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. So the first point I want to show you that you should have in a healthy and strong relationship, that you should be connected with others that will encourage you to step out into the deep. Your connection should encourage you to step out into the deep. You know, I like to tell people when I'm asked if I know how to swim, I like to say, yes, I know how to swim. Now, if you ask Pastor, you're going to say, no, she cannot swim. But I say, I can swim. I just have to warm up, you know, because I know it sounds funny, but it works for me, okay? So when I get in the water, I don't want to just jump in. I just want to get in just a little shallow area, let my feet get accustomed to the temperature of the water, okay? And then I get a little bit further, and I hang on to the wall till I get comfortable. And then I just kind of hang out there until I'm ready to let go of the wall. Then I begin to swim. Don't ask me how far I'm going to go, but that's up to me. Okay, to me, swimming is just simply treading water, correct? So if I'm in the 3 feet and I'm treading water, am I swimming? Technically, so I'm a swimmer, right? It doesn't matter how deep the water is, as long as you were able to pull the water. Okay, anyways, so I see y'all don't want to work with me, but it's okay. I feel real good about my swimming techniques, okay? So you should be connected to people who don't want you to hang around the shallow ends. You should want people around you to say, you know what, you can do that. You want to go back to school and you're 45? That's not impossible. You can do that. So again, you want people that's going to push you to go towards the deep. Amen. Healthy, strong relationships push you away from shallow waters, because when you're around faith-filled voices, that you are destined to end up to a place of more than enough. When you have people in your ear that are always speaking words of life over you, speaking words of encouragement over you, you're destined to move forward. And when you move forward, you're going to get great things. Amen. Your relationship should encourage and promote growth and not hinder you. Anybody that's always trying to hold you down, that's not who you want around you. Anybody that's saying, girl, you can't do that, why are you thinking crazy like that? That's not who you need around you. You need people around you who are going to tell you to go out into the deep. And guess what? When you go out into the deep, you're going to get blessed for it. Amen? So it is very important who you listen to. Amen? Pastor often tells us that if you show me your friends, I'm going to show you your future. If you show me who you're hanging around with, you're going to see where you're going to end up. You know, Pastor and I are also entering into this new season of empty nesting. I have about five months. Do I have 5 months? I guess. I don't know. She's leaving in June. So between now and June, I have with Hannah. Hannah's leaving to go to college. And so one of the things we've been trying to not only prepare her for, prepare myself mentally here, but I'm trying to prepare her is that, you know what, even though through this transition, while she was trying to decide where she was going to go to school, it was very important for us to let her know who she hangs around with at school is very important. So it doesn't necessarily always matter where you go, but who are you with when you go wherever you go? You could be right here in New Bern, North Carolina, and if you're not with the right people, you can find yourself in a bad place. Amen? So it's not always where you are, but it's who you are with. So your who is very important. Amen? So Proverbs 13 and 20 tells us that he that walketh with wise men shall be what? Wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. In other words, you become like who you spend time with. Wonder why you find yourself sometimes like, why am I gossiping? Where does this come from? Check your conversations. What have you been hearing so long? Because now you find out, now you're doing what you've been hearing all along. You find yourself gossiping. Ever wonder why sometimes you find yourself spending time with your husband, finding it as a chore? Well, who are you with? If people are always talking bad about their time with their husbands, you're going to start looking at your husband and your relationship a little bit differently as well. Because again, what you spend time with is what you become like. Or I have a good one for you right here. If you wonder why, you know, all of a sudden now you always want to be a blessing to somebody, because who are you around? People that always want to be a blessing to other people. If you always find yourself trying to speak faithful words to people, why? Because that's who you're around, people that always speak faithful words. So you always become like who you spend time with. If you want to speak the blessing constantly, be around people who constantly speak the blessing. If you want to speak life over yourself constantly, be around people who also promote and encourage that, amen? You become like who you spend time with, amen? Amen. So make sure your who is filled with people who are going to push you to be the best you that you can be and not hinder you. All right, that's point number one that I saw in the scripture. Second thing I saw in the scripture was I saw that your relationship must have humility. We have to be honest with ourselves and admit that we really don't know it all. And it's that can be a tough pill for some of us to swallow, because we think we know everything, but we do not know it all, right? We are always ever learning. Initially, Peter was like, okay, carpenter, I'm the fisher. I am not going out to fish in the daytime, because fish, they're going to see the net and they're going to swim away from the net. So Peter could have lost out on all that Jesus had told him that he could have had he just remained in a place of, you know, I know what I'm doing. But no, it doesn't matter how the package comes, because God can use anybody to speak to you at that moment, amen? So we cannot be so caught up with, you know what, you don't know, this ain't what you do, I do this, how are you going to tell me what to do? But again, you never know how God is using somebody at that moment to be the voice that you need to get you to the next level, amen? So we cannot be so I know it all when it comes to relationships. Whatever area I'm operating in, I'm going to submit my wisdom to yours, because again, you may be the one to say, you know what, this is what you need for this season. So guess what? If God says drop the net one more time, what am I going to do? I'm going to drop the net one more time. If God says apply one more time, I'm going to apply one more time. If God says send the email one more time, I'm going to send the email one more time, because yesterday may have been a no, but today may be a yes. But if I don't step out because it's a different package or a different time, I could miss out on what God wants to have for me. Amen. So somebody say do it one more time. And then, because Peter could have been so staunch and not willing to listen to this carpenter that he could have missed out on the supernatural in his life. Because why? It was a different package. We waste in relationships, every marriage, especially in marriage relationships, we have to remember that it is not a matter of who's right, but it's a matter of what's right. Right? Remember last week, Pastor was talking about how he wants the toilet tissue on the roll a certain way? You know, we could have, you know, wasted a whole day fighting over if the toilet tissue was on the roll the wrong way. But you know what? I'm not going to fight over who's right. It don't matter. As long as we have toilet tissue on the roll, right? But no, but because that was important to him, I'm going to do it the way he wanted me to do it. Amen? But again, it's all about, you know what? I'm just going to sit back and let's just enjoy this ride. Why fuss and fight and waste precious time that God has given us over something so small, amen? God has some wonderful, wonderful things planned for us, but we cannot allow ourselves to miss out on them because we refuse to humble ourselves and accept the package that he has given to us today, amen? Because you never know who God gonna use. He can use a child to bless you. But again, what this child gonna tell me? No, I'm open to what God wants to say and who he wants to use in my life, amen? Are you being blessed so far? I'm already almost done. All right. Short and sweet. Where y'all going to eat dinner today? Who cooked? Nobody cooked? You cooked? She said, not today. I know that's right. We have leftovers. Are there leftovers on a Sunday? Okay, maybe so. I cooked yesterday, so. All right, point number three is support. Okay, the third thing you need in healthy relationships is support. How many of you know that sometimes you just need some help? You just need some help. You cannot do everything by yourself or on yourself. Because Peter chose to listen, he dropped the net, and so much fish came in, it said that his net began to break. So thankfully, when Peter says help, there was a James and a John out there in the water as well, and they came over to help him. They did so willingly, amen? You need relationships with people who will celebrate you when you're winning. You need people in your court to say, you know what? When you're winning, I'm winning. Guess what? I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. Because a lot of times the devil, what he tries to do is cloud our perspective and make us think that people are jealous of us because we're winning. There are more people for you than there are against you. You cannot just sit here and focus on the one or two who may want to try and hate on you. That's okay. Let them hate. But guess what? God has some people around me that love me, that support me, that want to see me do good. And guess what? If God's blessing my friend, blessing my neighbor, he is where? In the neighborhood. Amen. So you want people around you who are going to celebrate you when you're doing good. You need that support. But here's the thing. We cannot shy away from asking people for help. We cannot do it all. Amen. We cannot do it all. And the more hands that you have on deck, the more you are able to gather. Imagine Peter trying to go and get all those fish on his own, trying to work it out. Oh, I'll go drop this load off, then come back and get another load, then I'll come back. He's going to wear himself out trying to hold it all to himself. But God said, no, you have people around you who want to help you. James and John, they weren't there trying to say, oh, I wonder how much we're going to get off the top for helping Peter. They weren't like that. No, they wanted to see him do good. Guess what? So they wanted to help out because that was their brother. But the thing is, you have to also remember to ask for help. I'm good. I got it. Yeah, you may be good. You may have it. But why, again, why just pressure yourself trying to do it all by yourself when the load could be lighter if you invite people in to help you out? Amen? But the one thing you have to do is you have to communicate what you need. Especially in marriage relationships. You cannot assume your spouse knows what you need. Yeah, they may see you drowning, they may see you frustrated, but they can only help to the degree that you adequately communicate what you need. If you want them to wash, you see the child dirty, yeah, he may see the child dirty, but that don't mean he want to step in and wash him unless you tell him to come in and wash him, right? So you cannot be mad that somebody's not doing something that you have not communicated that you need help with. Right? You cannot assume they know. Yeah, I see you sinking, but again, I don't know what your plan is. So I'm not going to just jump in and intervene until you invite me into the situation. So you cannot think people are not wanting to help you because they are not helping you. You have to invite them into your space. Amen? So you have to communicate what your need is. So here we see that Peter received this big fish load, boatload of fish because he was obedient to the voice of God. And he was able to have that success or gather all that because he communicated that he needed help. Amen. Pastor and I, we have a wonderful marriage because we understand the importance of sharing the load. He knows that, you know, I was telling 9 o'clock service, Pastor left about 4:30, 4 o'clock yesterday. Between 4 o'clock yesterday and about 8 this morning, I can't tell you how many times he called me or texted me, you good? You need anything? Are you all right? You need help with anything? But because that's what he does. And on the interim, I couldn't really call him first because he called me first. But I'm like, I would respond, I'm good. Are you good? I'm praying for you. I know you're going to have a great time. But I think that's what we have to do. We have to make sure that we realize that, you know what? You're not in it by yourself. If you are married, you should know that your spouse has your back if nobody else has your back. Amen? They shouldn't have to wonder, where's the help going to come from? No, you're right here. I'm right here. I'm going to help you. You know what I mean? So we should not have to assume things, but it should always be communicated. Amen? And so, again, today's lesson already over. A minute, 20 seconds left. 11:55. Y'all said, what? Already? Wasn't the Lord good? Did you have a great time? Why be here all day if you had God bless, right? I ain't gonna run around no more. God been good. So today, let's make sure that we are connected to people who are going to push us and encourage us and not let us hang around in the kiddie pool, right? We're stepping out into the deep. And let's exercise some humility in our relationships, and let's learn to listen. Because, again, we never know who God's going to speak through on today. But I'm going to be open to what who he wants to speak through to cause me to get to my next level. Amen. Pastors already declared that this is our year of release and plenty. And it is time for us to experience that in every one of our relationships. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Let us pray on today. Father, we just thank you for your word. We know it was good seed that fell onto good soil. Father, we just thank you for our family that is here today, Father. We just thank you that as they make all the necessary adjustments, Father, that are needed to be made, that they will experience your supernatural plenty and release in their lives. We thank you, Father God, for those who are here today under the sound of my voice who may be answering the appeal for salvation. If they're here today, we just thank you, Father God, that they receive you as their Lord, their Savior, and their King. Jesus is the very best thing that has ever happened to us, and I know that if you receive him today, you will have that same exact testimony that he is the best thing for you on today. He's there to help you. He's there to give you the strength you need. And why live life alone, broken, when you can live life full through him on today? Or maybe you're here today and you have already received Christ into your life, but you find yourself in a place where you just may need to get back on the straight and narrow. We call that rededication. And one wonderful thing about rededication is that it never puts you at the back of the line. It simply puts you back in line where you were. It's like simply doing a U-turn, where you turn away from the old way or the bad way of doing things, but getting in place where you can just receive all that Christ has for you. Or maybe you're here today or watching online and you want to be a part of a great church that has a big body of believers who just want to see you succeed in life. You want to be a part of this church. There's a connection card, again, located in the seat pocket in front of you. There's also one in the link in the caption above if you're watching online. Just fill out that connection card in its entirety. And the ushers are going to be holding an offering bucket at the doors. That bucket is not for another offering, but that bucket is for you to place your connection card inside of that bucket. That way we can help you get all of your spiritual needs met today. Again, why do life alone when you could do it with a family of believers who want to see you live your best life? So if you're here today and you want to answer all those appeals, we're going to do a prayer together, because we believe that as we pray together, it's help the person to the left of us and the person to the right of us. So family, let's make this prayer together. Are you guys ready? Here we go. Repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. So Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior. And from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. You have nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise right there all over the building?